This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 3rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at an education rally yesterday in Springfield at the state capitol calling for more funding for schools. We'll also take a look at our forecast from meteorologist Scott Oltop in a moment. First, a look at today's news. Bruce Walden has been placed on paid leave from his position as Urbana's chief administrative officer. Walden says it was a policy issue, a disagreement with Mayor Laurel Prussing on a budget item for the fire department that led to his dismissal.
Basically relates to how we deal with policy matters related to budget amendments and what is disclosed to council and how it works. And sometimes these things happen where people don't agree on what's the best approach.
Prussing disagrees, calling the firing a personnel matter. She couldn't elaborate because of that. The mayor says she and other city staff will split up Walden's duties in his absence. She says a search for a replacement will begin soon. Walden remains on paid leave through June 30th when his contract expires. He says he hasn't decided whether to take legal action for the firing, but he hopes to find another position in Champaign-Urbana or a city management position elsewhere in the state. Walden has worked for the city for 30 years, holding the position of chief administrative officer since 1991. Meanwhile, Mayor Prussing says she sees no point in Urbana repealing a citywide smoking ban that would affect only a few months. A statewide smoking ban passed by lawmakers this week could take effect January 1st if the governor signs it. Champaign Mayor Jerry Schweihart says if the ban starts next year, he'll introduce an ordinance later this month repealing his city's smoking ban in order to level the playing field in 2008. But Prussing says Urbana has been a leader on the issue of smoking bans for some time and plans to keep things that way.
I think that we are really in sync with the state because the state also dealt with workplaces, which Urbana's ordinance does deal with, and apparently that's not the case in Champaign. So everybody's going to be under the same rules eventually.
Prussing says the city put a lot of thought into the issue with a successful education campaign, giving bar owners a few extra months to adapt when the ban had already been enforced in restaurants. She says a statewide smoking ban should help bar owners because they would no longer see competition from establishments in neighboring cities or outside the area. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan says more discussion is needed on a controversial plan for a gross receipts tax. Madigan has scheduled a hearing with the full House next week. Sean Crawford has more.
Madigan has been on record saying the state needs more money, but he stayed away from endorsing the governor's gross receipts proposal. That plan would place a levy on most business transactions, raising money for health care and schools. Speaking to a group of businesses in Springfield, Madigan announced he's called a committee of the whole for next Wednesday, where the governor's idea can be debated. Madigan won't offer his opinion on any tax package he prefers, although he has polled fellow Democrats on their feelings regarding the issue. As is the norm, he offered few details on the response, but admits passing a tax hike is never easy.
I don't think that any tax increase is popular. If I walk my block in Chicago, people don't say to me, "Oh, Mr. Speaker, please raise a tax." You know, they don't come out of their house and say, "Would you please raise a tax?" So just the idea that you're prepared to raise a tax or impose a tax is not an easy thing to do.
Madigan's comments came at the same time opponents of the gross receipts tax claim they have obtained the needed members to block it in the House. Both Democrats and Republicans stood on the House floor and declared the plan dead and urged legislative leaders to look at other ways to balance the budget. I'm Sean Crawford.
There's been a second written message found in Monticello schools that refers to the shootings at Virginia Tech. This threat was discovered on a piece of paper in a boys' restroom at Washington Elementary in a part of the building used by high school students. Monticello Police Chief John Miller says it's similar to a first note discovered 2 weeks ago in a girls' high school restroom. Police Chief John Miller says several agencies, including the state police and FBI, are investigating both threats. He says authorities will remain on school grounds through the end of the school year.
Everything that we had in place from the first threat continues and will continue. Everything's on lockdown. It's closed campus. All the campuses are on lockdown. And police officers are going to be working and are continuing to work in the high school and in the Washington School High School area.
Miller says a number of interviews have been conducted, but no arrests have been made. He says authorities will also monitor all evening events in the Monticello schools. The University of Illinois has given the public its first look at proposals for redeveloping Orchard Downs. The aging housing complex for international graduate students and their families is slated to be rebuilt as a privately financed mixed-use development. AM580's Jim Meadows reports.
Two proposals, both from local developers, were presented to an audience at the U of I's Beckman Institute last night. Both promise to retain Orchard Downs' park-like setting while adding housing for all age groups, especially seniors. U of I Orchard Downs Redevelopment Director Fred Coleman says their goal is an intergenerational community.
It will have senior active retiree housing. It will have housing for married and family students, graduate students from the university. And it will also have single-family homes and condominiums for young faculty and their families, as well as residents within the general community.
Proposals for redeveloping Orchard Downs have evolved from a few years ago when neighbors feared that a strip mall might be built at the site. But the U of I still plans to sharply reduce the amount of graduate student housing at Orchard Downs to make room for private tax-generating development. Coleman says figuring out the financial viability of the two proposals is the next phase in the long process of redeveloping Orchard Downs. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
And another public meeting on Orchard Downs is scheduled in 2 weeks. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. An estimated 6,000 teachers, students, and parents marched through Illinois' capital city yesterday, ending up in front of the State House for an education funding rally. In an effort to make their voices heard by the politicians who decide how much money schools receive, they chanted, yelled, and even sang. Despite the many voices outside the Capitol, the final decision will rest with only a few individuals inside who have yet to reach an agreement. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports.
Sabina McNutt says she knows she makes a difference to the first graders she teaches. The Cumberland Elementary School reading specialist says after working with students, their test scores rose. She says more students would improve if the school could hire more teachers. There's also a need, she says, for more supplies, space, and technology.
I know the computer that I have in my room is like 6 or 8 years old. Not the technology that I would like to have, definitely.
But McNutt says, like many other central Illinois schools, her district simply doesn't have the money. McNutt says it's such a vital issue, she took a day off from teaching to lobby lawmakers for help. The problem, she says, is that schools are too reliant on property taxes. That means more money is spent on students who attend public schools in wealthy neighborhoods. These schools have all the amenities, while districts in poor areas have had to cut classes and have crumbling buildings. McNutt says it leaves kids who attend those schools at a disadvantage. For years, educators have advocated solving the inequity problem by reducing property taxes while raising the state sales and income taxes. But this year, Governor Rod Blagojevich proposed a new concept. He wants to levy a gross receipts tax on business transactions. At the rally, which was organized by the Illinois Education Association, there was little discussion about the competing plans. The IEA's Jim Reed says the teachers' union endorses both options and is purposefully not choosing one over the other.
I think it's just smart and being strategic. We don't really know what's going to come out of the General Assembly.
So far, neither measure has made it very far through the legislative process. But just as protesters rallied for lawmakers' attention, a debate was ensuing on the House floor about the gross receipts tax. Opponents of the tax declared it's dead, saying they locked up enough votes to defeat Governor Blagojevich's plan. Jack Franks of Woodstock says that's progress.
We are actually doing him a favor by not letting him hang his budget on the GRT. He now knows that it will not pass in the House of Representatives.
But Representative Jay Hoffman of Collinsville considers it a setback.
Don't stand here and say, fix the pensions. Don't stand here and say, money for education. Don't stand here and say, health care for everybody without having a plan on how to pay for it.
Both Franks and Hoffman are Democrats, and their opposing views are an indicator of just where any education funding plan is right now, despite the fact that it's that party alone which will largely decide what happens. In the end, it will be up to three Chicago Democrats, Governor Rod Blagojevich, House Speaker Mike Madigan, and Senate President Emil Jones. So far, both Blagojevich and Jones say the gross receipts tax is the best way to raise money for schools. Madigan's kept mostly quiet about his opinion, saying only that he too believes schools need more money. But just after the rally, the typically mum speaker spoke in Springfield to business leaders and gave some thoughts.
I don't think that any tax increase is popular. I mean, if I walk my block in Chicago, people don't say to me, "Oh, Mr. Speaker, please raise the tax."
The remark may not have been anywhere near as loud as the educators' chants, but the message was clear that no agreement should be expected soon. The speaker also announced he'll hold a rare special committee of the whole next week, dedicated to debating the gross receipts tax. Cumberland Elementary School reading teacher Sabina McNutt says she knows there's plenty of reservations about that plan.
I have talked to my representative and my senator, and I know that they're both against it, and I said, that's fine, but I elected you to come up with a solution to this. That's your job. That's what I elected you to do. And I shouldn't have to tell you how to do it.
McNutt says if lawmakers do their jobs, she will be able to better do hers. The General Assembly has 1 month to decide before it's scheduled to adjourn. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
There's still a chance of rain throughout the next couple of days in our forecast from meteorologist Scott Olthoff. For today, in northern Illinois and Indiana, partly to mostly sunny, but in central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs today will range from 57 along the Chicago lakefront to 73 in the south. For tonight, in Illinois and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, but elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, and lows ranging from 46 north to 63 far south. Then, again for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms across the two-state area, but heaviest to the south and west. Highs will range from 60 along the Chicago lakefront to 75 in the south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers. AM 580 News.